I am starting to think that Christian Post is just a hit piece website, and that's all it is. I'm starting to have my suspicions that that it might not be as much about getting the truth out as it is all these ads. Oh my gosh, on this website, all these ads. So, but I will say they actually got something right. A week or two ago, we did a video on Andy Stanley. I'm always going to say that name wrong, but we did a video on him. He said something that I thought was taken out of context, and I still think in that circumstance he wasn't. Well, you can watch the video, but here's the problem. You never want to, when it comes to public figures or especially Christian leaders and stuff, you don't ever want to support or trash a person, but instead do it with individual ideas. Because one person isn't going to be 100% right. They could be 100% wrong. That could happen. They could just be wrong on everything. But no person is going to be 100% right. So if you endorse publicly one person, it's tricky because there are times that, you know, I mean, I'll even say, like, I really like Dr. Heiser a lot, obviously. I have his books. I got to get some more books for these shelves, I think. But, I endorse Michael Heiser, but I don't expect him to be right on everything. I would not want you guys at home to think that I'm right on everything, because I'm not. I'm clearly not. No one is. So, I did that video, and I think some people might have thought that I was defending Andy Stanley, and I wasn't. I was just talking about the one thing that he had said. So you guys can watch that video for more information about that. But that aside, he's at it again, and this time he did actually say something that was really wrong, and I don't think that this time I don't think you could claim it was taken out of context this time. It's a person with probably just weak theology who needs prayer more than anything else. He needs prayer, and he probably some good theological studies would be good for him too. But again, you got to be careful with these websites because they'll write like an inflammatory headline or something to get people in. So then they just load their pages with advertisements. Like if you go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, my website, you're not going to see it loaded with advertisements. But anyway, so he said that Christians must unhitch the Old Testament from their faith. Now that's pretty bad. When you actually look at what he said, it's still bad, but it's not quite as bad as it sounds on the surface. But it's still bad. It's still bad. So I'm not defending this at all. But it's important to actually look at what was said. And again, I think Christian Post is just a hit piece website that's really not worth paying attention to. But so North Point Community Church senior pastor Andy Stanley, I swear I'm going to keep saying that wrong. I keep wanting to say Andy Staley. But anyway, Andy Stanley. It sounds like a cartoon character. But he's stated that Christians need to unhitch the Old Testament from their faith. So in the final part of a recent sermon series, now see, that's key. Because I bet you not a single one of us has watched that whole sermon series. I haven't. So we don't understand the context. Now, still, I don't know what context could be around this that would defend it as being something right. You know, that doesn't make any sense. But at the same time, but anyway, so Stanley explained that while he believes the Old Testament is divinely inspired, that it should not be the go-to source regarding any behavior in the church. All right, now it depends on what he means by that. If he means that the way that the church after Jesus, the church was set up, then yeah, you can get that from Acts, and you can get that from the New Testament. But at the same time, you don't want to fall in the trap of thinking that the Old Testament is only good for history. It's not. It's way more than that. You need the backbone of three quarters of your Bible to understand the other one quarter that many Christian folks want to just focus in on and pay attention to and then disregard the rest. I mean, I was even brought up in a church environment where I would hear said at times that the Old Testament, yeah, it's good for history, but you don't really have to bother with it. You know, the New Testament, that's where you want to be. You got to make sure it's King James. You know, I was brought up in that kind of environment, and I just disagree. I think the whole Bible is equally important, but it depends on how we're creating our doctrines. You need the backbone of the Old Testament, is what I'm getting at. Now, that doesn't mean that we should be stoning gay people or anything. You know, so if he's talking about that, if he was, which I don't think he was, but if he was talking about that and saying, you know, there's some stuff in the Old Testament we might not want to, you know, it's good to know that stuff and to know why we do the things we do now and why it's different from then, but we wouldn't want to, excuse the pun, resurrect any of that stuff. You know, you wouldn't want to resurrect stoning gay people or you know, women for adultery or, you know, whatever. There's reasons for that. excuse me. So the article says, to justify this, Stanley preached last month about Acts 15, which he describes how the early church decided that Gentile converts did not need to strictly observe Jewish law to become Christians. Okay, well, Jesus is the way to, if you want to be a Christian, you follow Jesus. You accept Jesus into your heart, you're saved, and then you have a relationship with him and you live that out. So just that one sentence, okay. So here's a quote. First century church leaders unhitched the church from the worldview, value system, and regulations of the Jewish scriptures. Andy Stanley is saying this. Peter, James, Paul elected to unhitch the Christian faith from their Jewish scriptures. And my friends, we must as well. See, I can't go there with him on that because, you know, again, you can't really have a full grasp. You can't really understand the New Testament without the Old Testament. There are so many things, commandments that Jesus gave that make no sense if you don't know what's going on in the Old Testament. And you have to live some of those out. You do. Now, again, you don't have to stone gay people, but you do got to live some of those out. So, but Stanley argued that it had been done for the same reason that the church in Acts 15 did so, which was so that we must not make it difficult for those Gentiles who are turning to God. Now, back then, the Pharisees had added a whole bunch of stuff. You know, they added all these really weird rules and regulations. That's what got Jesus in so much trouble because, you know, he wasn't breaking Torah. He wasn't breaking the law, but he was breaking a lot of these little rules and regulations that the Pharisees had set up. So, no, we don't want to put Christians under all that stuff because you don't need it. That's just stuff that the old Pharisees added. So, but this does get into like a law versus grace argument that will probably have to be the topic of another video. I don't want to get too much on that, but I do want to focus here. And it says, for Stanley, the difficulty lay with the Old Testament and his concern that many Christians are turning away from the faith because of certain passages in the Hebrew Bible. Okay, that doesn't mean we unhitch from it. That means we read it, we learn about it, we learn what's going on, and then we explain it to the rest of the world. And it makes sense. You know, I actually liked this answer. I interviewed Dr. Michael Lake a couple of years ago when I used to host the Sharpening Report. And, you know, he's awesome. He's great. He's very much into, you know, like the Old Testament stuff and all that, and that's great. And so I asked him, you know, why don't we, if we're supposed to be following all this stuff, then why don't we kill somebody for being gay? You know, why don't we do that? And he said, and I thought this was pretty profound. He's like, well, Josh, I murder a gay person every time I lead him to Christ. I thought that was a good answer because now he's speaking metaphorically. Of course, he doesn't lead them to Christ and then kill him. But no, he's talking about when you're born again in Jesus, you're a new creature. The old man is done. The old man is dead. The person that you were is killed. It's gone, and you're a new creature now. That's why the term born again. You know, you're born again. So I thought that was a really good way of looking at it. And a lot of those laws can be looked at the same way. I wouldn't say all of them. You can't look at all of them that way. But certainly with things like that. So there are answers for this kind of stuff. Also, it was an ancient culture, and back then there were more serious consequences. Just in reality, than we have now. Like adultery was like a really big offense because if a man left his wife, he's back then in the ancient world, he's essentially you could think of it as he's sentencing his wife and kids to death. And why? Because he's the provider. It was, I mean, the world was just so much more different. It is almost impossible to be a single mother with a bunch of kids, and you have to go out and make a living, and you got to try to feed your kids, and it was just really bad. It's not like now where we have a lot of modern convenience to pick up the slack on a lot of that stuff. So it was a different story. You're actually in the ancient world, you're actually putting people's lives at risk if you commit adultery. Now, in our modern world, of course, adultery is terrible, and it comes with a lot of emotional consequences, but it's not as much on the physical stuff. I guess your kids could grow up to be suicidal or something. You run the risk of that. But anyway, so there's reasons why the rules were, the law was so much stricter back then, and why we probably wouldn't want to bring some of that stuff back. Okay. But I don't think that's what Andy Stanley is talking about here. I think he's actually saying, hey, let's just be Christians and not be Jewish or whatever. And that's the wrong way to look at it. Let's be Jewish and not be Christian. But, there is no more Jew or Greek or Gentile or free or bond or, any of that stuff. It's Christians or not Christians. That's what you got. So he thinks that the early church moved past it. He said Jesus' new covenant, his covenant with the nations, his covenant with you, his covenant with us, can stand on its own two nail-scarred resurrection feet. It does not need propping up by Jewish scriptures. Again, that is a terrible quote. How do you learn about Jesus? Half a world away, 2,000 years ago, how do you learn about it? It's from the scriptures. You need the scriptures, of course. You don't want to throw half of that away. You do need the Jewish scriptures to understand what was going on. Otherwise, the crucifixion doesn't make any sense. There's so many prophecies that point forward towards Jesus, and that in itself is a miracle. This whole Messiah stuff was prophesied thousands of years, multiple times, and every single prophecy turned out exactly accurate. So the rest of the article goes on, and the article is pretty much bashing Andy Stanley for this, and maybe he deserves it this time a little bit. But at the same time, it makes me think it's so much better to attack an idea than a person. So Andy Stanley has a bad idea here. So let's attack the idea. If he says something right, then we can celebrate that. You don't want to just take a whole person who's full of different ideas and just throw him out. Now, should he be in church leadership? I don't know. Maybe God's got him there for a reason. I really have no idea, and it's not my call, and I don't think we as Christians should really worry too much about that. If we believe that God sets up and takes down leaders politically, then surely he does that in the church as well. But at the same time, this kind of stuff, you attack the ideas, and I'll tell you what, if you want Andy Stanley to not be a Christian leader anymore, attack his ideas. Don't attack him as a person. Attack his ideas. When enough of that builds up, somebody else better will come and replace him, or his church will dwindle down. Because when you attack an idea, you're actually equipping people to not only focus on one person, but an idea that might be held and taught by many people. So if Andy's, if you teach people to only focus on Andy Stanley, then sure, maybe you get people away from that one guy. But what about the 20 or 50 or thousands of others that are teaching heretical stuff and teaching a bunch of bad stuff? But all they know is Andy Stanley bad, you know, so it's important, I think, to shift our attention away from the individual and focus on the idea. And that way too, that can result in the person in question, in this case, Andy Stanley, recognizing like, oh, wow, my idea is being attacked. Now I have a decision to make. Am I going to alter my idea? Am I going to study this out further? Or am I just going to ignore it and lose my flock? So it puts the choice in Andy Stanley's hands, and I think it creates better Christian thinkers, for us to be doing that. Okay. So I wanted to just get that out there today. I hope that has been helpful. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Get all sorts of free videos, free podcasts, a lot of great content there. And the reason it's able to stay free is because people donate. So there's a donate page. You can check that out. You can also go to patreon.com/Josh Peck. If you can only give a couple of bucks a month, that is the place to do that. And you get entered into contests and stuff where you can win some cool prizes. Also, if you can't afford to donate at all, that's perfectly fine. You can leave a comment. You can share this video. You can pray. That would be amazing. You can pray for us. More important than anything else. Even if you are donating, pray anyway. But anyway, I love you all so much. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.